Okay, Rose, this, if I'm not mistaken, I think is your sixth campaign.
It sure is.
For city council, and have to give you credit for coming back every time, and I think getting closer every time. Is there a driving force this issue, this election, that's said, hey, I'm going to run again?
Being short by 400 votes. I have a good group of people who really believe in me. I think the voters last time believed in me. There was an area, you know, there's an area that you learned where you made your mistakes. I realized that, so I'm doing a much better job at picking up those votes, I'm hoping. As you know, most people know, I'm very passionate and dedicated to our community.
You say that you picked up on, is there an area that you go, you know what, if I just tweak that a little bit, I think I got it. Was there a particular area?
Yes, there was. I noticed my counts for the Fanshawe area was very low. Even though I canvassed a little bit in there, I didn't do a whole lot. And I'm hoping next week, my family and I were hoping to hit that area quite strongly.
A lot of issues focusing on the downtown, homelessness and mental health issues and addiction issues and that. When you go door to door, is that what's coming out? Are those the things that people are talking about?
No, not really. Not in the areas I've been, really. Most of them have been very, very happy with what the past council has done in the community. When I get a little closer to the downtown area and the housing area, of course, they see the homeless walking by. They have some concerns that it'll be moving more and more into their areas from the downtown area. They have concerns if the city does decide to move the In Out of the Cold and the Nameless from the core. Will that bring a driving force of more and new of more homelessness in their area? They're hoping that the city will hopefully find something to rectify the whole problem for everybody, just not downtown, but everybody. We're all concerned, right? Because they're humans. Some people I've talked to have families that are downtown, living downtown, or homeless, and it's not always about drugs. It's about losing that job. They had a fantastic job for 6 months. They lost everything within two paychecks.
If we can call it suburban areas away from the downtown, what are you hearing when you door knock there? What are their concerns away from the downtown?
Well, as you know, Ian, in the past, the transit system has been my thorn, and that was my very first time running for city council was the busing that needed to be fixed. It has improved quite a bit. I can really see there are some areas that needs to be tweaked. And, of course, when we have an urban growth, we need to find ways of bringing those people into our area of St. Thomas. Sure, they all have cars, but mom and dad's busy. And how do you get your students to come up and shop and be entertained downtown?
Well, the issue, too, is going to be when they open the Amazon, which will be the Amazon distribution center next year, also the Maple Leaf Foods and their plant at the South End, mm-hmm. where we need to, and I know the mayor has been anxious on this and they put in proposals, is sort of regional transit. How do we get people who want a job and would love to work at Amazon, how do we get them out there? How do we get them to that plant? It's not easy to get to if you don't have a car. Some people may have a car but don't have a second car.
Yes,
get out there.
You're right. It's very hard. My two boys never had a license when they're working here in town. It was very hard for them to get back and forth on a bicycle for long-term just riding. And, you know, my husband helped him quite a bit. So I do realize the issues of getting to that place. The unfortunate thing, we have to, you know, the insurance companies, they have issues with having multi-vehicles doing that kind of movement of people in vehicles. So we really have to look at the cost. And we really have to really look at the federal and provincial governments to get this funding for this transportation. They're talking about alleviating all this, the pollution and, you know, economical, you know, the savings that we could do if we change to electric. Well, let's look at all of that and put it into one package and see if we can get these people moved out there, because we need to make sure that the people who live here in St. Thomas has first opportunity at those new jobs.
You mentioned, and it has been in all your campaigns, the passionate about St. Thomas. Are there nagging issues that you feel this election are a priority over and above what we've talked about?
Making sure our tax base is actually going to meet the needs. We have the economy is not good, starting not to look good in a lot of places. We really need to look to make sure that when we bring in a certain amount of dollar of taxes, the services, the facilities, and any new endeavors are going to meet that, because the cost of building, the cost of running things is going up. We don't know when it's going to end. And, you know, the assessment management plan comes to an end in 2023. So this new council is going to have to consider bringing that back in, because I feel that without that management plan, I don't think we would have the trails, the parks, and the facilities that, and services that we have today. I think we really need to make sure that that is met, because it goes a long way when you have the extra help to come in and make sure that we meet those needs that we all expect to have.
You're talking the strategic plan, which is
absolutely, absolutely, because you just can't, you know, it's just like a business. You just can't willy out everything you want and then just say, well, where's the money coming from? You have to make sure your money's there. We're growing. We have new residentials coming in. And hopefully that new tax will help build whatever we want or need to ensure that we have a safe place to work, live, and play.
Without putting the tax rate up an inordinate level, especially with inflation, food prices, gas prices, how far can we stretch people's budgets before they can't take it anymore, they can't handle it?
Exactly, and that's what we really have to really look at. I mean, we might even have to cut something. I don't know. I hate to do that. Like, we just may not have to be, we may not be able to, you know, keep the service. We might have to downsize some services. I have no idea, but we really, really have to look at things, because it's not very good out there when you're looking at doing being fiscally responsible. We really need to make sure that we're not doing our citizens, because I hate to say someone say, well, I paid my taxes and now I have no food, or I lose my house. So we have to make sure maybe we have to work around them a bit.
Now, what do you see, this kind of puts you on the spot here, what do you feel, what do you tell voters that you're going to bring to the table, or I should say bring to the council chamber, I guess, if elected, the strengths that you bring into the chamber?
I think things out before I hope, most times I do anyway, I try to think things out. I kind of look to see what we can do, not what we can't do. Because there's a lot of things that, you know, it's just a small little thing that can make a big difference. And I feel I can do that. I've organized quite a few events, you know, some big events that I'm very proud of. Good leadership skills. People say, Rose, you did a wonderful job. You should run for council. And I'm, you know, and I thought, well, maybe so. I just feel that my compassion and my dedication to this community, I can bring that out and bring people together to work together, because we really need to work together. Our fellow municipalities, we really need to have them, because the numbers speak when you have to apply for things at the federal and provincial levels.
Now, when you go door to door, is there a sort of sound bite? Is there a slogan? Is there a phrase that you use when it comes to the 24th, vote for Rose Gibson because... or here's why you should?
Not really. Well, yes, depending on the talk, when you first meet them, because sometimes they just come right out and I'm frustrated with this, or, oh, fantastic what the mayor and the council have already done. And you kind of play out on trying to figure out where do you, you know, help them or make their decision to vote for you. I just let them know that I want to be that vote. I want to be their voice sitting at that table when there needs to be a decision to be made. And it has to be a thoughtful decision, because it's not just for one or two people. It has to be at the whole of all the community, including our municipalities around us, because everything affects, and it's just like a drop in a water. It affects everything that comes into the ring.
Yeah. Is there any area that we haven't covered off, Rose, that you feel is important for constituents to know? Is there any?
The arts, a little concerned with the Arts Center right now. I get a feeling that some people are saying they didn't know that we had an Arts Center. So, you know, what can we do to make sure that people know that we have an Arts Center and that it's free? Like, it's free to go in. My boys, was encouraged to go to the art center in grades 1, 2, and 3. My one son, he was able to enhance his reading abilities because he learned to do small stories by doing illustrations that he saw at the art center. I mean, how fantastic is that when you see the eyes of a child that just brightens up and they open up and then they go forward in life. I think we need to make sure that I'll go out on this. I'm all for making sure that they get some funding. If they need more, then they can then put in an application in. I feel that they should be part of our decision making on what we pay out each year to the community to ensure that we have a variety of things out there, sports and running trails and fantastic. But our psychological mind, we really need. We need that arts and music. We put out there festivals that encourage cultural and music and such. Why are we not supporting them? Why are they not inclusive into those same ideas where we can help out and have them be another small, bigger part of what the city has to offer?
The arts and culture component.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.